There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're expecting heavy traffic from, well, right about now, specifically around about 12 o'clock, because gates are opening down at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium from midday for one of the most hotly and highly anticipated games, cricket games that is, for quite some time. You don't need me to tell you what that game is. In fact,
India!
You can get the boys from City 101.6 to tell you exactly that. Barry and Sid have both joined us live in the studio. I had to get them in because, first and foremost, this isn't great radio, but they are looking amazing. So we'll post these videos up in just a few moments' time. They are bedecked with their national colours. And they've also been bowling and batting outside on our running track.
We're warming up on our team's behalf.
I'm very impressed with your googly. It's very good indeed, yeah?
We are practicing.
You guys taught us that.
Sid, you're straight bat as well. You're very straight back.
I'm impressed how much you know your cricket. That's pretty awesome.
You know, we like to know it. We know the rules. We're just not very good at it. Right, let's try and put some context on this one. Perry, let's start with you. What does this mean to the Indian expat community here in the UAE, this game today?
Especially Indians living in the UAE, and also Pakistanis living in the UAE. You know, there's a lot of politics happening around. You know, the reason why these teams can't play any other tournament apart from ICC is because the rivalry of the politicians.
Yes.
And BCCI doesn't want to play PCB, although talks have been there. But fortunately for us, ICC is home and Dubai is the home for ICC. ICC tournament, we're playing this match against Pakistan. It only happens once a year and it's bigger than El Clasico. I mean, if you watch football, El Clasico is the biggest rivalry. El Clasico is nothing compared to India-Pakistan, guys.
I like that. I'm taking that as the quote of the day. I'm putting that on our headlines. We talked there about the rival. We're going to talk a lot about rivalries throughout this entire show. That's why I wanted you to come in here and set the tone, as it were. But Sid, we've talked about that rival. We know that there are differences between the countries.
Correct.
Be they political and otherwise.
True.
Is that transferred onto the pitch? Or when it comes to a match like this?
It is transferred onto the pitch. And on the pitch, everybody is playing for their teams. Everybody is playing for their country. But the cool thing is that the most fascinating thing about being here in the UAE is that everybody is supporting each other off the field.
Yeah.
In the offices, at the schools. You know, you have friends who are Indians and Pakistanis. Yeah. They're sitting and watching the match simultaneously. They're in the same room. They're basically passing chips and each other is sledging each other when there's a six happening. But it's all in good humor.
Yeah.
Everybody knows whatever the political situation is, it's because of politics and it is happening in their own home countries. But out here in the UAE, it takes a different perspective altogether. They're all there for their teams, right? In fact, on our station today, we had a couple. The lady is from India, the guy is from Pakistan. And they actually wear their team jerseys and sit down and watch the match. And if India wins, then she'll have her husband say the India slogan, or shout out the India slogan. If Pakistan wins, the husband's going to do the same to her. So it's all in good humor. That's the fantastic thing. Even though there is rivalry on the pitch, but it's only till there.
Give us an idea, Perry, if you can, of what's been going on your show this morning, because, you know, you can sense that excitement. I was just telling you boys that as I was driving in, I was seeing people walking, you know, it's still hot, but walking to the stadium at 9 o'clock this morning.
So let me tell you what happened today. I am a cricketer myself.
Yes.
And I'm a huge cricket fan. Now, the thing is, I have a lot of Pakistani friends as well. But when it comes to cricket, their rivalry is on. And I've been on it also. I'm being pro-India. And we got a lot of Pakistani listeners who are calling me and telling me, listen, if India loses today, we're going to call you back tomorrow morning. And there's no way out. So I'm kind of freaking out because the match that happened yesterday against Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's close, huh?
It was very close, especially a team who's ranked number two in ICC versus a team that doesn't even have a ranking. We almost lost that match.
Yeah.
So my heart is saying India will win, but when I talk to my brain, I'm a little skeptical.
So I mean, let's look at the rankings if we can, because rankings-wise, India up there, second in the world at the moment. But do rankings count when it comes to games like this?
I don't think so. I mean, if you look at the match yesterday, which India was playing, there were seven Pakistanis in that match the Hong Kong team.
In the Hong Kong team, yeah,
right.
Of course.
Today they have 11.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, India, guys, you need to pull up your socks. I mean, seriously, going with that.
There's been a little chat that India have played a lot of cricket recently. They're just coming off the back of that series in England as well. Is that playing anything, or is there enough strength in depth?
They do have that at the end of the day, but these things are not just told to you that tomorrow you have to go and play, right?
Yeah.
They know what the things are going to be, how the matches are going to be panned out, how the timetable, how the schedules are going to be running out. So I'm sure they have taken into account how much rest they need and how much do they want to go ahead with, which is the reason why I think Virat Kohli is not playing.
And especially that was in England, it was red ball cricket.
Yeah.
So just totally different from white ball cricket, what we're going to see in the UAE. And conditions were different. The ball was swinging in England. There were different players. There was no Rohit Sharma. There was no Ambati Raidu. There was no Dhoni.
Yeah.
Now, these players are specially one-day international players.
Yeah.
So they've been added to the side.
So they've been rested anyway. And
they were not playing in England. They were not in the test side anyways. So now we've got a new squad, but we've got an experienced squad. Like the people who played in England, Shikhar Dhawan is still there. You know, Bhuvneshwar Kumar is still there. So players who have experience and players who've been rested well, it's a good combination. But let me tell you, Pakistan on papers is still strong right now.
So we're talking cricket with good reason as well. I've got Parry and Sid both in studio with us. They'll be really kind as well. Why? Because they've just done what? 5-6 They got out really early this morning. They've been doing hours and hours of broadcasts over on City 101.6. And they've been dragged in here by producer Joe to talk cricket and rivalry as well. Perry, I just want to get your thoughts on a certain Virat Kohli as well. Obviously, not here in person, but certainly still here in spirit. I mean, what's he done for Indian cricket in recent years?
If you go back in the 90s, or maybe 2000s as well, what Sachin was to the Indian cricket team, Virat Kohli is that. He's right now the number one batsman in the world. And let me tell you how big he is, right? The broadcasters who are broadcasting, the Asia Cup all over the world, especially in India, they're the biggest broadcasters. They wrote a letter to BCCI saying, why have you rested Virat Kohli?
Mm.
We won't get enough eyeballs. We won't get enough TRPs because Virat Kohli is not playing. And BCCI is like, what? You can't dictate on who we choose the team. We have a selector committee. They've selected the team. You're just a broadcaster, so stay in your place.
Mm.
That's how big Virat Kohli is. Not only fans, but even the broadcasters want him right now. And of course, the kind of bowling lineup Pakistan has, they have some crazy, amazing bowlers.
Yeah.
We need Virat Kohli.
Do you predict a close game this evening?
If you ask me, really, Pakistan has better openers right now. And Pakistan has really good bowlers. For this pitch, and they have more experience on playing in Dubai because for a long time it was home for them. Pakistan has more experience on the pitch, on the ground, and in the conditions right now to play.
But more importantly, Sid, who's got the better fans?
Us.
India!
India!
Simple.
It's. I mean, on that point as well, and we're going to see, and we have seen so many people who are wearing their colours today. And I mean, what does we've got a very wide demographic of listeners out there, as do you on your station. We've got listeners from all parts of the world, some parts of the world which quite crazily don't understand cricket as well.
Very true.
How do you try and explain to people what cricket means to Indians and Pakistanis as not just a sport, but part of their life?
It is a part of their life, right? From growing up, from the very first thing that anybody, any of the Desi family members bring for the kid is a bat.
Yeah.
It's a ball. That's how they start. And it's not just that they start going to the ground. It's played indoors. It's played. Book cricket was invented in India. You guys just got cricket. We got book cricket. We played in school. So we got different variations. And as long as like the Indians and the Pakistanis or the Bangladeshis or the Sri Lankans, the whole Desi community, I would say, they just go right in. They delve right in. They eat cricket. They sleep cricket. Two things are the things that actually make up the Desi community. It's Bollywood and it's cricket.
Mm.
Those are the two things that sell. And if you have anybody going into these two fields, the parents are really happy. It's like your children are going in for engineering or becoming a doctor.
You mentioned there about the sort of marrying of entertainment, you know, the king of entertainment, there's Bollywood, and the king of entertainment, there is cricket. We've seen it in the IPL recently with a number of sort of crossing borders. Would it be a big surprise if we saw a couple of familiar Bollywood faces pop up into the stadium this evening?
You can expect anything. I heard Imran Khan has also flown down.
Yeah, apparently he's made up a meeting down in Abu Dhabi. Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you watch a match?
It would be amazing for the team. I mean, it would be a booster for the team if he would just go down there and just say hi. Yeah. I'm just here.
That's
just
diplomacy, here, isn't it?
Yeah.
In its first
that's
form.
Not his
so that's what's going on a little later on this afternoon. Then we've got two fellas here. It would be more than happy. Oh, they're all ready to go as well. They're wearing the colours at the moment.
We're all ready.
They're in good voice, as you've heard. Need to get predictions from you before I say farewell. I think I know which way the prediction is going to go, but Sid, are you confident?
Absolutely confident. Are we ready?
On the count of three. One, two, three. India! 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 India!
On that note, what more can I say? Sid, thanks so much indeed for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Best of luck to you and the Indian faithful. Perry, thank you very much indeed to you for putting us in
the
picture
best.
As well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.